Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of God's chosen people and the knowledge of the truth that agrees with godliness, with hope of everlasting life that God, who does not lie, promised before all the ages of time. At the right time, he revealed his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted, according to the command of God our Savior. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this purpose I left you in Crete, that you might set in order things not yet complete, and ordain elders in every city as I directed you. An elder must be blameless, the husband of one wife, with faithful children, not accused of being reckless or disobedient. It is necessary for the overseer, as a manager of the household of God, to be blameless. He must not be arrogant, not be easily angered, not addicted to wine, not a brawler, and not a greedy man. Instead, he should be hospitable, loving goodness, sensible, upright, holy, and self-controlled. He should hold tightly to the trustworthy message that was taught, so that he may be able to encourage others with truthful teaching and correct those who oppose him. For there are many rebellious people, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. It is necessary to stop them. They are upsetting whole families by teaching for disgraceful profit what they should not teach. One of their own prophets has said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." This testimony is true. Therefore, correct them severely, so that they may be truthful in the faith. Not paying any attention to Jewish myths or to the commands of people who turn away from the truth. To those who are pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their minds and their consciences have been corrupted. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their actions. They are detestable, disobedient, and worthless for any good work.